gonna be a party, y'all.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up? We're
How
back.
How y'all doing?
Yes, we are officially back. Season 5 in the making.
Season
episode
five.
1, y'all. Dun, inaugural episode dun, of season 5.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my God, y'all.
Oh, you're viewing pleasure.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're listening pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all,
yeah.
Listening pleasure.
We have made it 5 years. Oh my God.
I'm excited.
Hand clap of praise for that. Ooh. Hand clap of praise.
That's 5 now.
Right. There are some podcasts who just...
I'm a big girl now.
Who just don't get here. I was about to say, we a whole toddler in these streets. We
can
go to school. We can go to school, girl. We can go to kindergarten.
Oh,
oh my God.
Pre-K, here we come.
Not now.
Well, if you don't know, this is your first time here with us. This is
Kush Curves and Conversations.
I am Tasha.
I'm Brittany.
My name is Tracy.
And we are here to bring you some fun stuff today on our inaugural episode. So let's do a quick check-in with everybody because, of course, you know, we love our check-ins. We
Absolutely.
Like to know what y'all have been doing while we've been gone. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Adulting is ghetto.
It's been ghetto.
It's been ghetto.
Ever since you graduated college, it's ghetto.
But baby.
Thug life.
I just have a new membership plan with it that makes it ghetto. And I don't like the membership plan.
Listen.
It's a monopoly.
Honestly, speaking of monopoly, I fully understand it now. And I probably think I should have played it better. You know
but
what
you
I'm
know
saying?
What? A lot of times, so when we were younger and our parents were like, don't grow up too fast. And we were like, we just want to be an adult. I just want to be an adult.
I never said that as a kid.
I just
want to
be an adult. Now we out here as adults and it's like, fuck this shit.
They did not tell us about the real things of adulting. And I feel like had they told
us. Real, real.
My moves might have been a little different. You know what I'm saying? My moves might have been a little different. But
there's
the way
no
the street been
streeting.
I don't want no parts. I'm not over it. I don't want to do it anymore. Take me back. Take me back to 5. How about that?
Take me back to 5.
When I was just a child with
five.
No worries and no cares.
I would go to 21 so I could drink.
Okay.
Maybe 25 so I can rent a car.
Okay. That's fair.
But you know, I just want to be able to enjoy
it. I probably should have been one of those people who like dragged out my college experience a little longer. Just go all the way to PhD so I don't have to do like real world shit yet. And then, like, by the time I hit, like, real-world shit after the PhD, I will have, like, the money to save for it. You know what I'm saying?
The amount of debt I just heard you rack up.
I mean, yeah. But no.
Sally Mae, I just heard
because,
you cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
No. Because in my adultedness, I have also figured out how I would have gotten out of college debt. You know, those lovely refund checks, use those to pay off the loans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's not shit that somebody told us.
Nah.
Way back then, we was
wilding
like, no,
with the refund
put it on the spot. Card. Put it on the spine card. That was us.
Wilding with the refund check, bro.
Baby.
Woo! Tracy, what's been up with you in these here streets?
Tracy has been all over the place.
Beating the block.
Beating the damn block. Let me
Baby.
Tell you something.
Booked and busy, busy
booked
and
booked. Busy and booked. I there's a new meaning to the song Duffel Bag Boy because I'm living that life. Like, I am gone from my home like days at a time. I come back, it's a blur. I leave back out. It really makes you want to sit in peace and quiet. It makes you want to recluse because the more you have to people, the more it takes from you. And then I am an introvert by birth and an extrovert by baptism. So, it doesn't matter to me
the water was cold.
Like, it doesn't matter to me how long I'm outside. I have to go inside. I have to get in the bubble. I gotta get in the gym by myself. Like, I gotta get in the gym, shoot the hoops by myself in my own space, like my own mindset. And I didn't realize how much I value peace and quiet until I was always in the visibility of everything else.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing I will say about if Jesus could be a time capsule is to show me the better way to balance my new baptism versus my birth, because I need it. I need it, and I needed it prior to 30. Because when I tell you, if I don't see nobody, I'm happy about it. And I'm so happy about it. But another thing that I noticed that has been a part of my check-in is like, you realize how many people can't drive. Like,
honey.
For those of you who don't know, so I started working from home. Working from home 2018 and now all the way up to current, which I do. You don't go outside to play Mario Kart with the people. And through COVID, I did not go outside to play Mario Kart with the people. But because I'm traveling with vending and merchandising and, you know, getting my brand and things out there, it's so many different people. I look at, yo, I would revoke you right now at this red stop sign if I had the power. Like, you are a menace to society and you do not deserve my tax-paying dollars for the asphalt you're driving on. And move out my way.
Listen, y'all have heard me on the phone coming home from work, okay? She is not lying. There's so many curse words that fly out my mouth throughout in the middle of a conversation. Like, I could be talking to y'all regularly right now, and as soon as somebody hit a break, do something stupid, cut in front of me, it's just all kinds of bitches, just stupid. The whole, like, nothing. Yeah. I take a whole praise break to fuss somebody out and then get back in the conversation with y'all. So
on my check-in, I just want everybody who is within the radius of listening to my voice to understand, may the force be with you when you get in your automobile and you use your petrol to get from place to place. Because, boy, if I ain't glad to get off the road,
baby,
at any given point in time, I'm ready to get off the road. I could be on the road just going one block up. I'm ready to go in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ready to go in the house.
Be it. That's the one. Also, use a signal light. Please. Oh my God. I don't care what you're doing. Let somebody know you're doing something.
Or the rolling stops. Like people who don't stop. They're waiting for you to finish just so they don't stop their car. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, the way accidents works is I also have to be a defensive driver.
Right. Exactly.
And right now, your wheels are still.
First of all, one of the first things they say to you during driver's ed, if you had a good teacher, was, you're not just driving for yourself, you're driving for everybody else around you, because that's how safety works, people, okay? Yes. Like, I'm not a mind reader. I need you to cut your signal light on so I know what you're doing. Then you cut it on at the last minute so somebody really know what you're doing. What are we really doing? It's a good thing that I can anticipate stupid, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just help us out.
My check-in needs me time and time off the road, or either I need to find better traveling hours.
Yeah.
Especially with me having to do this 16-hour stint that's coming up in August. At some point, I have to find a better way to cope with being on the road.
It's going to be all right. We're going to make it, y'all. We're going to make it. Yes. But I will say, there have been some good parts. There have been some good things. Babies were born. People have gotten new jobs. We've spent time with a friend group. You know, shit like that. Outside of that, shit's ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Stay black.
Stay black.
Yep. How about you? What's going on with you, Tosh?
I'm just a single mom trying to do her best in life, and that's all I can do. That's all I can do is just get my 100% best in life. Other than the trees nose raping me, I mean, I'm pretty good. You know what I'm saying? These trees out here, let me tell you something.
The pollen.
The fact that you know you gotta have plants to create oxygen, they brighten up your space and everything, but goddamn, if they don't pull out enough pollen to choke a horse. And I don't know what this new pollen is, because regular Benadryl is not cutting it anymore.
The fact
that you have to take multiple Benadryls when you're only supposed to take one Benadryl is a problem.
You gotta hit it from the front to back, get you a Benadryl and a Zyrtec.
You have to take multiple antihistamines to even fight through life.
Yep.
What day is this?
I'm allergic to outside, and outside is allergic to me.
What day is this? So.
Oh God.
I mean, that's it. I mean, I'm single mom, still single in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Always looking. But never fanning. But hey, you know.
Keep hope alive.
I guess.
That's what I'm going to say.
Hope is kept.
Right. Because remember that whole, what is it? The law of attraction. You got to put out what you want to get back. So if you're putting out negative, you're going to get back negative. I need you to
Well, what about these laws of attraction that put out to people who are already married? Like, what part of the game is that?
They need to rekindle and, like, reconnect or something.
Because there's, like, a trend of everybody going on dates and they find out the person is married. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, it's a whole
just trash can ass people. I don't know. Them dumpster fire people. I don't really know. I can't say nothing about your moral abilities, but...
I'm like, good gosh, y'all are trending. Like, y'all are trending on like Twitter. How many dates have you been on in your lifespan where you found out they were with somebody else and they were actually tied to them, not dating them?
Yeah,
married. We are legally
bonded. That tag when it went viral, like they were in abundance. I was like, yo, no wonder. Like,
right. That piss in that dating pool, child. Yeah. It's the married niggas that's ammonia. Peeing in the pool.
Right.
It's the ammonia. It's
the married people and the fuck boys that's chlorine. Peeing in this here pool. I need a salt water pool that kills all the shit.
Kills all the shit.
We in chlorine.
Well, ladies, I have got an interesting topic for you all today.
Are we starting off spicy?
We are. We are. Because inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, shit.
So the topic for today was sent to me by a good friend of mine. And I said, huh, you know, when you lean your head to the side, any woman that lean their head to the side, that mean they think are going off. Okay, that mean the little light bulb switched on above their head when you see in the cartoon. It was like, huh, that's exactly what happened. So Brittany's going to give us our chronicle for today.
I was about to say that.
And then we're going to jump into this topic that brought the light bulb over my head.
Awesome. So welcome to Brittany's Chronicles. Today's chronicle, you guys, is about strains that give the best orgasms.
Oh, shit!
Now, like, while I know we've talked about, you know, how marijuana and cannabis, well, marijuana and cannabis are the same thing, but how it helps, you know, like, with aphrodisiacs, it raises the libido and all the things.
Gets you in the mood and then it'll dry you out.
So here are some different strands, however you decide to, you know, call it that, you know, get you a little bit more in the mood, you know what I'm saying? Get your chips ahoy, you hear me? All right, so first up is Nightcap High. Okay, Nightcap High is an indica dominant hybrid that is here to please, friends. Okay, it is here to please. It is a cross of somebody's perp and Deep Bubba Kush. Now we all know the cushy
things. We all
things.
Know the Bubba Cushy Kush.
All I heard is he was the dominant who wanted
all
to please
me. All I heard
me.
Was
that's it.
It's got to be dick on demand because I don't know.
D
O D. But it says it's sure to be the star in the bedroom, kicking stress to the curb and enhancing all pleasure from all angles. And when I heard and read all the angles, I was like, shut up! Not all the angles. It just gives you tingles. Oh my God.
Ooh. Nasty. Ooh.
Happy, sexy, freaky, no sleeping. Hey, okay.
My all angles was like, when I thought all angles, I was like, okay, you move from the couch to the bed to the counter.
Listen,
to the
I was just like, oh my goodness.
You will hurt yourself.
Listen, don't hurt yourself.
This is one of those, I ain't seen you in a while. The kids are somewhere else. You know,
or we can respectfully disrespect each other.
Yes. Yeah, that's that nasty, nasty. This is where that nasty, nasty kick in for me right there. That's what I heard. All right, next on the list, we have Do-Si-Dos and Wedding Cake that are also able to help elevate that
sound
sex
like Girl Scout
drive.
Cookies. They sound
and
like Girl,
sound
Scout,
like Girl
cookies.
Scout cookies, right? Mm-hmm.
We've had Wedding Cake.
We've had Wedding Cake. I've had Do-Si-Do too. It's very peanut butter-esque.
I bet. It sounds like a Girl Scout cookie.
But it's really good. So Do-Si-Do is also an indica dominant hybrid. It's giving like calming, dream like, you know, high, good for like lucid dreaming and stuff like that. But at the same time, it relaxes the body enough. To let your mind
that
wander and things, you know,
dream.
Like, yes, yep, that.
You gonna see all his ass. All his ass in this.
Put your back in that just a little more.
Listen. So then next up is Wedding Cake. So that Wedding Cake was also in there with the whole elevated sex drive and stuff like that. That is also an indica dominant strain. These indicas are really like showing up for the people.
I don't do the indicas, but go ahead.
What it said is that it has very mind expanding effects to transport you to heaven as you climax. I was like, oh shit, Jesus.
Not to heaven.
Girl. Stop. Bye.
You mean tell me he ain't really gotta be that good all the way?
He was voyaging to an ass.
I don't know about all of that, but I feel like he still gotta be good for me to get there. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't gotta be that good all the way.
Some shit can snap you out of your high real quick, and then you'd be mad. Yeah, then you would be mad at the world. But could you imagine if it was good dick on top of this? Like,
you just said transport you to heaven.
Transport you to heaven.
Why you climax? That's what I heard. I don't know if anybody else ears heard that, but that's what I heard.
Just the tingles and all the feels.
You mean, he gotta be good all the way to even...
Clutching your pearls, baby. Clutching your pearls. Mm-hmm. Now, for the female arousal specifically, we have Granddaddy Perp.
Okay.
And Girl Scout Cookies making it.
Okay.
They have entered the chat. The female stoners have claimed these strains to improve taste and sensory perception and a calmness that elevates sex to a
eat a bowl of ramen on some Girl Scout cookies.
I can definitely agree with that. It's a texture. Well, see, it's a texture thing for me, but I can tell you for sure that you're going to be like trying to slob on the knob.
Yeah, because it makes your mouth really
watery. Yeah, it makes your mouth watery.
Like, this is the
mouth get real watery. You just want to taste it. It's a texture of I'm going to tell a whole lot of my stuff. Let me stop.
Now, when I say this is not quickie weed, this is not.
Mm-mm. Nope,
because you're gonna want to savor the flavor and continue.
We're gonna be here for you.
There is an experience.
I can imagine me being upset that I'm rushing, and I'll be like,
"And you are that high, right?"
Yes.
So they're referring it as green Viagra for women.
Ooh,
is what like people Niagara. Have been calling right. In other words, Niagara Falls, baby.
So if you're having
on
trouble,
two ends,
if you're having a little trouble getting a little loosey goosey,
right? You need a little relaxation to take your mind off of some things, you know. And it magnifies the touch, so anytime somebody touch you, it's gonna be
you got that Spider-Man finger.
Your spidey senses will be tingling with the Granddaddy Perp. Okay. Now, with the Girl Scout cookies, this is our full body relaxation of elevated benefits, okay? So if you're just, if you're just trying to calm down, you break a deep throat, but your shit is all tense, and you need to relax your mind and you relax your body, this is your shit, okay? So those are your women arousal, increase the women arousal, weeds as Granddaddy Perp and Girl Scout cookies. Ladies, remember that, and especially remember that Granddaddy Perp. Love that. So for male arousal, our male arousals are train wreck and gelato.
Okay.
A gelato. Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Is anybody else going through the Rolodex in their head to figure out what the man had taken in the middle of you doing things to figure out if you knew what happened? That's what's happening.
Not really,
I guess so.
But
I'm like,
but you know, I never mess with a man on gelato. I can say that. I never like slept with a man on gelato, so I wouldn't know. I know gelato. I know I smoked gelato before, and I know that it makes you like hella fucking hungry. Other than that, I don't.
Now I'm wondering.
I don't know.
For them, gelato is a very seductive weed, giving them a little creative boost, uplifting, and a very stimulating to the mind and all of that good jazz. What was that? What did I say? Gelato. That's what I said. Okay. So then train wreck comes over, right?
I don't know if I would ever smoke one called a train wreck, but sure.
We've smoked train wreck before, I think.
Have we?
I do.
Was I left in the living room?
I don't know.
In my mind, I feel like we was all together. I really do.
I can't remember.
I really do. But this is like a mild sex drug that lets you know have the quickest realization of your fantasies in the bedroom. So it's another mind expanding.
Ludicrous.
It just had BDSM written
all over it.
Little kink, maybe?
Yeah, it definitely
That's
did.
Kink strand.
That's the kink strand. Mm. You want to get over the fact that you are up on this cross? She is it, baby.
But it's for him. It's for the man. It's for him. These are the male arousal
strands. I'm going to nail you.
So really all they need is to be stimulated and relaxed. So is
but
what it's looking like.
Oh, girl, that's a good day. You don't even got to smoke no weed to be stimulated.
You ain't got to do that. Yeah, that's just dudes on a regular day.
On a regular day, They don't need no shit like that.
As soon as they see the pussy, oh shit, it was not even that. Down.
If you touch a thigh in the right place in the right spot, I'm stimulated. I'm ready to go. That's a regular ass day.
Oh my goodness.
For a man, you touch your inner thigh. Oh my God, touch your inner thigh pocket, baby. That's it. You touch your inner thigh fat piece if you want to. Okay. Now I'm different. I mess with the big and tall. So therefore, if you touch an inner thigh fat pocket, we really going, okay?
She held my inner thigh.
Oh Jesus! You wait till we get to where
she
going.
She touched me. She touched the butt.
She touched my inner thigh while I was.
Hold that breath. Stop touching me. Now look at us.
When we get to where we going, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, God.
And, honey, that's off water and travel nuts, okay? Oh, my goodness. We don't even got to waste my money on no weed, you know what I'm saying? Water and travel nuts right there. Touch my inner thigh. We getting ready to fuck.
That's going to be in the name of this episode.
You need me pull this SUV over? Water what you need me to do? Nuts. I'm just saying.
Talking about busting,
oh,
baby.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so for your solo orgasm, there is a strain called Island Sunshine. Mm-hmm. That is an energizing sativa that is carefully crafted to unlock your euphoric and a euphoric experience for both mind and body.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I have smoked some weed before, and I have done the self-love. And I have felt like I have gone to the next dimension.
Oh, absolutely. You about to take your ass up out of here?
That's why the experience is, friend.
Like, you feel like your body has, like, lifted up.
And
off
I like
of itself.
It's the come down, though, because you just feel like you're floating on the cloud.
Yep. I have. Now, it won't that strand per se.
No, but it was something else. But it was good.
But it was good. And you do that, you'll be like in a whole nother dimension of, like, right? Life.
And then because it is like a stimulant and a sativa, they're like, it gives you like a whole lot of energy afterwards. So like after you're done with your solo rounds, you pop back up and be like, okay, I'm ready to take on the day.
Yeah, you pop back up and say, I wish I had a real one. I still got some energy to work on.
Now some honorable mentions on the list were Sour Diesel and Blue Dream, which is a favorite of mine. Love me some Blue Dream for strong orgasms as well. So yeah, that's and such is your chronicle for today.
So filthy, McNess.
I know, right? I have to say another honor ritual for me. Anything with platinum in front of it, you will hurt somebody and yourself. I've heard of a woman hurting herself on platinum. Okay,
getting hurt, Jesus. Mm.
Yes, because I gave them said advice, and she was like, "I hurt myself." Twisted a whole goddamn knee.
Trying to be free. Oh, she out here trying to swing from the chandeliers, eh?
Get her Mimi Foster.
Y'all know at that point, but at that time, you know, that's when the Beyonce came out and she was swagging on her surfboard and it was just all over the place. Lord. So
she was drunk in love, wasn't she?
I don't know what the hell she was. But I guess she's trying to show her husband she still got it, and she still got it, I guess. But she hurt herself.
We end this thing. She said,
"Well, thank you, Brittany, for that chronicle. It goes.
You're welcome.
Really, actually, it pairs really well with our topic.
Oh shit!
I love a good
pairing.
So
someone sent me a video of the 13 types of orgasms a woman could have. And I said to myself,
"Hot dog, 13
women can have 13 orgasms.
Now I know if I had them.
Well, 13 different types of orgasms.
Let me get my mental Rolodex out. See what I'm missing.
We're gonna check off and see
what I'm missing.
Right, who's had it? Who hasn't? We're gonna debunk these things. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard Tracy get her pen. So
I got my pen.
We are going to debunk these things. We're going to say, have you or have you not? You know, we're going to get into
it. Is it possible? Is it not?
Right. Is it possible? Is it not? And some of these things, I'm not even going to lie, I had to Google myself because I was like, wait a minute. Have I? What is this? As a woman, you know, you feel like, why?
Let me pull up Google right now because I just feel like I need to know things.
All right. So the first one on the list is a clitoral orgasm.
Okay, standard.
Of course, I was about to say that's standard. Check. Every woman probably has flipped the bean, is what they call it. I was about to say, everybody has flipped the bean.
I'm about to play the dollar.
All right.
Play a dollar game.
Yep. I got $1.
Every woman has flicked the bean, of course. You know, they make sex toys geared to the bean specifically or whatever. Men still trying to find it, but you know, hey.
Which I don't understand.
We try to, steer them in the best direction possible.
Legit a button.
It feels exactly like one. Touch it and see what happens. Just touch it and see what happens. Rub it a little bit and see what happens.
And the fact that it's the only organ between both anatomies that's only made for the dude.
Yeah.
It's the only organ, not my eyeball, not you kissing me in my ear, not licking the back of my neck. It is the only organ that is literally made to get somebody to fucking reproduce. It's the only one. It's the only one between both sides of the body. And it's got 11,000 nerve endings.
Yes,
and you miss
yes.
it. You and you miss
everyone.
It.
How do you
miss? You miss the mailbox, but you go to the post office. But you miss it. You go to UPS to the brown people around the corner, but you go to the post office, but you miss the mailbox. Oh,
you didn't God. Stop. You didn't press go. You did. You went straight
it's a ring
to jail.
Doorbell that sits at the front of the house. I just don't understand.
You didn't do nothing. All right, the second one is a nipple orgasm. I can see it.
I have $2.
You know, I can see that happening. Now, I can see that happening, like, if you were to smoke whatever Girl Scout cookie or something like that, and you get...
That's along with the...
And your body feels, like, really sensitive, like, you know what I'm saying?
Because in a tantric space,
oh yeah,
that's where they teach you that. Yeah, I got $2.
Okay. Yeah. The next is a vaginal orgasm or a G-spot orgasm.
That's the same thing?
Yeah.
A vaginal and a G-spot
orgasm? Well, no, because here's the thing. I feel like a G-spot orgasm is different from a vaginal orgasm.
Me too.
And the only reason why I say that is because you activate them in two separate ways. No! I can say that there are some penises out here that can do both.
Twofer.
Yep. Right, they can activate that while activating this, and it's like you just woo child. Mm-hmm. Now, I have met that penis one time, is what I'm saying. But, you know, there are a lot of people who, there are some men who can, there are some men who can't. However, I know that you can activate it in different ways. So
for the sake of this top, we'll say $3.
Okay, $3 more.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah,
to vaginal. Make it complicated.
A vaginal, I will hope that every woman has a vaginal orgasm at least once, but you know, every woman may different.
I would
hope
that every woman has a G-spot orgasm.
Wasn't there a statistic once that said a lot of women don't have vaginal O's?
Yeah, I was going to say there are a lot of women who don't do it.
Now, there's a lot of women who don't orgasm, period.
Okay.
And...
That shit's tragic.
Even with myself.
Listen, when I heard it, I had the same thing. Oh God.
I'd have been like, somebody got to talk to me. Tell me.
I was just like, what?
Listen, you need to find the right partner. Mm-hmm. Is all I gotta say. But you know, all of that is a conversation to your partner anyway. All right, so moving on. We got vaginal orgasm, and now we have a mental orgasm.
Okay, so
does that count? Wait, I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. A mental orgasm. This is one I had to think about. I'm not even gonna lie. I had to think about it because I was like, have I had a mental orgasm? And I've also thought about it in two ways as well. So
break it down because I might be where you
okay, at. Okay. So of course you know there are staple sexuals.
Mm-hmm.
In this world who are like, I am attracted to the intelligence of you. You're, and you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly
so
where
a
I was
lot
going.
Of people think that way as well. But I thought about it the second way as people who are like in long distance relationships or whatever, when you talk to somebody for so long, you got to know
sex.
Them. You know what I'm saying? You've seen them. The anticipation is growing. And so then it's like, mentally in your mind when you physically see them
I'm doing some things
right and you start doing the do it's like
I've already done it
right. it feels like it's even so that's my mental orgasm. Now everybody can read stuff different though. I'm interested to see what you all think.
So I thought again about the tantric space and when you are learning how to edge.
Okay.
When you're learning about edging,
edging
starts in the mind.
So actually, edging is the mind.
Oh,
you right, know, because you have to tell yourself to not go over the edge. You have to make yourself good stop. God.
But
sometimes you will fuck yourself up. You will try to edge and be like,
forget it.
Because your body has gone so far. Oh, it's like your leg is over and it's like, damn.
I'm about to electrocute myself.
I got a cramp. Oh, God.
Right. You know, got an indoor cramp. Like, I can't fix it. So I would say edging would be the perfect way to describe a mental O. Or in the space of, and we're talking about a no touch mental
situation,
which, you know, phone sex.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
See, that was mine. That's where I was going with
that's
it. Like,
so one.
Technically, I got
phone sex or just like, you know how you just like talk to people about like your fantasies and stuff like that, but it could just go all over the place. But but phone sex was definitely mine as far as, because you're not nowhere near each other, especially long distance relationships. Good Jesus.
But you know what about like a book?
Yes.
So you know how like when Fifty Shades of Grey first came out, everybody read it as a book.
Or Zane.
Right. I was about to say, now throwback to the 99 and 2000s, there was Zane. Okay. So Zane was also in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think it'd be a mental, because you know, you like when you read a book, you picture the images or you picture what's happening in your mind. So if you're reading on the paper that this character is getting,
it's like a nut-busting daydream,
right? You have in your mind that this character is getting fucked to oblivion,
daydream.
You're gonna automatically like your body is gonna probably feel that. I feel like.
So listen, yes. So Brittany, if nobody, I have entered the chat, especially with these godforsaken books. Okay, so listen. Outside of 50 Shades of Grey, we all know, you know, your normal stuff, Zayn, Carl Weber, whatever. But if we are not on Katie Roberts and her Disney ass porn, we are just under a rock, Jesus. When I say.
I'm under a rock. I'm going to have to get...
When I say they nasty, nasty, baby, we are nasty, nasty exploring.
I hear it across the hall.
Because I play it on Audible. So she'll walk in the house listening to it.
Yes.
She'll hear it across the hall if I'm up in the morning, whatever.
Did you say what? Entrap Jesus?
Girl, at some point, somebody was hanging on something or like on display in the middle of a sex club. Hades has a sex club, child. I was like, oh my God.
Hercules.
What is that girl? And Hercules is in a polyamorous relationship with Meg and Hades. It's a thing. But anywho, y'all need to get on Katie Roberts and these books. I have had to stop several times.
To mentally get yourself together.
Yes.
You've been having a mental orgasm. And
this is not one of those things that you can like read while driving, read while, you know, being at work. No, because you're going to take a break for your damn self. Because...
Break me.
Y'all got.
Okay, so far right. We got $4.
Christian Grey ain't got nothing on him. Okay.
All right, and our next orgasm is a urethra orgasm.
Isn't that where the pee come out at?
Wouldn't that be the definition of squirting?
No, because I thought that came from somewhere else.
So this is when I had to Google.
Google.
Brittany pulled up her Google, y'all. But I had to Google. Because my thing is this. I thought the same thing you said. So I thought this was like, he come out at. Why would somebody be all in my
PVP? Oh my God, what are you about to tell me?
Hold on. I gotta remember how to
tell you. I was like,
what are we talking? Boy, girl, boy, girl. What are we talking about?
Why would somebody be all in that little part of my body?
Maybe for dudes.
I don't know. Look, I didn't
even.
Maybe
sticking straw stirrers and shit up there.
I did not even look this up. Normally, stuff I don't know about, you go to the porn has everything. You know what I'm saying? Because there are freaks in the sheets. And then in your Price is Right, you will be the freak on the sheet, okay? I did not look this up at all because I was scared as to what I would pay.
All I hear is UTI on the back end.
Right.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Oh, Brittany got it.
Yep, I got it. So, one, Tracy is like sort of right. As far as like the females go, yes, they kind of equivalent to squirting. But at the same time, people been doing some strange shit out here.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So, what is a urethra?
Bracement impact.
So, okay. So, with the females, they do equate it to like that. But then there's also like people. Oh, why are some people so weird? They're just so weird. They stick stuff in the urethra. Apparently there's like a small massager that you can stick in there or whatever and like give you, you know, the massage and the feels to like enhance your orgasm. Hell no.
Isn't that where my catheter is supposed to go?
I just clutched all my purse.
But apparently, mainly men use this little massager. I don't know what it's called.
I quit.
Because I don't.
If you ask me, have I squirted? Yes, but am I about to dilate my urethra? No.
I was about to say because I can only imagine how you have to do that.
So is that a dollar?
No.
Okay.
Have you had a urethra?
I would give it a dollar if we're going the squirting route.
Unless squirting comes up on the list.
I've done that.
Maybe a
50 cent piece.
I think
if squirting comes up on the list, then I remove my 50 cents and I annotate my dollar for accounting purposes.
Outside of that,
that's nasty.
Don't touch it.
That
sounds so painful. I cringe.
So you're telling me you're supposed to stick your dipstick up my urethra and still touch my clitoris at the same time?
Like the thing is wireless or whatever, right? It's like a little pill size pad thing, and you just stick it in there or whatever, and it has like a remote. But I'm like, if that's in there while you're fucking
get
me,
electrocuted what, one
right?
Time.
If you get electrocuted, what if it gets stuck
and I can't pee no more?
What if the shit gets lost in my vagina?
Sent me to the ER. I would have the headlining episode. TLC would be contacting me for the rights.
Urethra.
About to say, y'all gonna get Dr. Jackie because she's gonna be like, I didn't know.
Your urethra. What the fuck?
I don't think a finger.
He's like, I want to find your third hole.
Your urethra. Because they're already technically licking when you go down there. Technically, when you eat pussy, you lick it anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
But if he tried to stick his pinky finger in there.
It ain't going in there, so it don't matter.
I'm going to be looking crazy. Like, as soon as I feel something.
It'll be the try for me that I'll be like, the fuck is going on? Are you lost?
I feel like the focus that you would have to, like, get it in there would just, like, ruin the whole mood. It would look like you're having
a cotton
surgery.
It'll be
the craziest looking thing ever. So, yeah, we're going to put no on that. Just a nope, hell no on that part.
You don't want past a kidney.
I would love to meet the woman having a.
I do want to know who's done it. I want to meet a person who's done it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if I want to meet them or maybe just like watch a video about it. But maybe watch a video about it. I don't really need to meet you because I might look at you different. But
wow. So the next orgasm is a skin orgasm. And that's where I was about to say that's where one of those weed strands comes in because when your body is sensitive and you feel like it's just that's the best description I can.
You know that game where it'd be like, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching. It's that
a skin orgasm, heavy petting.
Please don't pet me. Don't pet me.
Heavy petting. You know what I'm saying.
I was about to say,
heavy petting, let me tell you something. You catch a girl on the right day of her period and you give her some heavy petting, she might do it. No shade.
Be like, hey.
When you be like, I can't orgasm, but I want to mess with you anyway, and be like, Yes,
have
no,
a
no,
sit
yeah.
in the corner, leaning and rocking, child.
How dare you? How dare you
do this to me?
How dare you? Like,
you know what? You can also, I think the BDSM world does a really good job of skin orgasms.
They,
because they have a lot of the ticklers, the flogging.
Yep. Feathers.
There are so many tools.
There's even electric shock.
There's so many tools to get you that skin orgasm.
Yeah.
Or that orgasm that they don't
that
even have
roller
to
roller looking thing.
They don't even have to really touch you. You know what I'm saying? Now for those people who are into it or whatever.
Yeah.
If you into the deep part of it anyway, should I say? But you know.
Yeah.
There's some people just want to stay on the
cattle spanking, you know.
On the edge, you know what I'm saying? Do the little baby stuff. But I think that they do a good, I think that world does a really good job of the skin orgasm. Yeah. So I could see that being an orgasm for women.
You got about $5.50.
She can get a full tank of gas. She can get a 3 ounces in the gas today.
3 gallons.
Yes.
All right. So the next one is a kissing orgasm.
Yes.
And there we have another dollar that has definitely occurred.
I think that's where like makeouts.
That's that pregame show. That pregame show.
You know when people like earlier, you're like, look, first base, second base. Oh, you know,
when I saw a kissing orgasm. Do you know what I thought of? I thought of like 1950s movie where they be in
the kissing point.
Where like they, I was about to say, you know, the hill or whatever
with the park car.
Where they have a little music playing and everybody making out.
Pink curls.
You know what I'm saying?
Your poodle skirt.
Where it's like, that's literally what I thought of kissing. Right? Because they technically didn't go.
I really love you.
We they didn't go all the way. All the way, but they spent hours.
It's like the courting sex.
But yes. But see, you think about it. They spent hours in that car just kissing each other and talking.
And steaming.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't have sex. They just spent hours like making out. So it was like, my thing gotta be like, I felt something.
Yeah.
Because then if you look at them when they got out there, they were all flushed and everything, and their hair was all looking crazy. And I'm like, all you did was kiss
them. Going places. Need my robe set back.
So I think that that's a good like explanation of a kissing orgasm, like your grandparents make out point.
Yeah.
Drive-in movie, kissing era. Mm-hmm. So the next one is a cervical orgasm. I can say I've had one, and that's probably how I ended up with the tiny human I got now.
Because he went way back there.
He was back there.
Oh, would you consider that the bottom?
Honey, he was at the door.
No, baby. Like not the baby.
No, I'm talking about the baby. Oh. I'm saying the penis was at the door knocking.
At the
door knocking, and somehow my
busting enough from hitting bottom. If that is a cervical, okay.
Okay.
He was at the door knocking. Dollar.
And the cervix opened
like,
up.
Dog, like it couldn't go you was at the bottom.
He was at the door knocking, and my cervix opened up.
Okay.
Now we can Google it and see technically what Google has to say.
Because let's pull up a diagram.
If it's really a hole at the bottom of the sea,
we didn't know what a cervical orgasm.
He meant what their definition of a cervical orgasm is. At the bottom of the sea, like the back.
Yeah.
The back.
Yeah.
He was at the back of the bus with Rosa.
Now
okay?
I can say that I had a sneaky link trying to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can feel that they were like trying to because of the grind. But it's like your penis was a few inches too short. You know what I'm saying? However, comma, I like my baby daddy is probably the only one that has knocked at the door and my cervix answered.
So according to Google, the cervical orgasm is also known as the C-spot orgasm. It is when the cervix becomes highly sensitive and produces an intense orgasm that can spread throughout the entire body.
Like glue.
It is a full body orgasm that can begin in the cervix and spread through the entire abdomen or even the whole body.
Yeah. God damn, that's like paralysis.
Paralysis.
Like,
I'm
like
the proud owner.
Like, it's not saying that your cervix opens up. It's just like that door that you said he knocking at, that's your C spot.
He just knocked
long enough to make that joint go, oh, God.
Make the whole house pop.
He's shaking the table.
The big bad wolf knocked long enough to make the whole house pop.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. That's all I heard was paralysis and just cover me with a blanket.
Well, now that I have read that, yes, I have entered the chat. Give me, I got a dollar
in there. When you done and you fall off, just give me the
blanket.
The
Mario I'm gonna be coins was out of my
that's
brain.
When we're done, I just stay there.
Just give me a minute. You can touch me
if you want to, but just touch me gently. Like,
just lay me at the floor. Yeah.
I can't do nothing else. I'm not getting up. Don't expect me to walk. Don't do that.
That's that one where they be looking at you stupid. You all right?
No.
No, bitch. No, I'm not all right.
I have been thoroughly fucked. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
That is what that is. That's that one where you be like, I'm folded up over you. Just give me a blanket. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute. Get my sea legs together because your legs is gone. Once your legs go, everything else go, okay?
This is where that aftercare kicks in because yes. It's a bite of joke.
I'm just saying, y'all haven't been fucked so good. You stand up and it be like, you walk nope, like, you walk leg, like,
noodle leg,
like noodle. A baby deer. You got to take a minute. Wait, let me get it. Let me get myself together now that I've stood up. Yeah. I'm just saying, that's a good one right there.
Yeah. Woo.
Memories.
Listen, flashback.
That be making baby. You daydream about your life together and shit. Oh, we'll be together for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. Mm.
Yeah.
We can, yeah.
Yeah.
Next. Mm-hmm.
A sleep orgasm.
Is that wet dreams?
I think so.
It's wet dreams. Like those intense dreams, like those dreams that feel real.
I'm gonna say wet dreams. I've had that to where I feel like my body
can. I think I can give myself a dollar for it. I think I was really woke.
I definitely can.
I've had dreams.
And it woke my ass.
And I
up.
Could feel the contraction of an orgasm at night. Like that's how deep.
I definitely was high when I went to sleep when it happened, but that had to have been one of them lucid dreaming strands. But then, yeah,
no, I have one of the worst track records when it comes to sleep. I'm pretty sure I won't awoke.
For me, it was a regular day in the neighborhood.
I don't know if I've ever had it as like a regular day in the neighborhood situation, but
the
one I remember vividly.
The crazy thing is, though, let me tell you what I do, though. I'm a stupid person where if I have the dream. When I wake up the next day, I text the person I had a dream about. Like, if it's somebody I know, let me tell you what happened last
night.
Let me tell you what happened last night. You know what I'm saying? And they be like, girl, what's wrong with you? Something's wrong with you. I just want you to know.
That was fun.
Yes. Yeah. So, story time about that. So, I had one about a friend, a close friend of mine. And so, I texted him and I was like, I had a dream about you last night. And I was like, this is what happened. And I was like, and it felt so real that I could feel my muscles contracting, right? Because when you have an orgasm, you feel your muscles contract.
Yee-ho.
Right. So the next day, I went over to his house because I had to either pick something up or drop something off. But his kid was there. And so he goes, I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. And so his son says, why are you so tired, Tasha? What's wrong with you? Why are you so tired? And he looked at me and says, that's because she was having nightmares all night. And I was like, yep, that's it. I had nightmares all night.
Yeah, nightmares.
Nightmares, yep.
Oh, adulting is fine.
Yep.
Start decoding shit.
I had nightmares.
Goodness.
Yeah, when you got to break it down like that to your kid. But it was good. I ain't going to lie to you. They are good dreams. I like those.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we got next.
You say is that the last one? That wasn't 13.
No, that's not 13.
How many more we got?
How many dollars you at, Tracy?
We need four more.
We need four more dollars.
An anal orgasm.
Never had it. Don't want it.
How now, brown cow?
What's your brown cow? If not my brown cow.
I'm here. I feel like the only way you can have one is if, number one, you've been doing it for years.
Yeah, you can't stop.
Number two, my thing is, how far back do you have to go to even have that thing?
I'm not back dating that ass on that, okay?
It's a lot of like...
Mm-mm. Nope, that's okay.
It's a lot of misunderstood.
Nope. Ain't no misunderstanding here. Nope.
No.
You know how long you would have to be there for me to finish relaxing for it to occur?
Exactly.
So you would remove yourself from the scenario. And I'd be like, be blessed. Because,
and first of all, and that would be the only orgasm that would be having. There will be no switching holes after that.
If you don't let in that hole, you just won't do it at all.
What else we got? Because that was a hell no.
Then we're going to clip that real short. Like,
no. I ain't staying down there long enough to catch it.
No exclamation point. A core orgasm.
Core? Is this another one? Let me Google it.
A core orgasm.
Should we say what we think it is?
Abdomen.
Sure.
Okay, see, that's what I got, but I didn't know if it was like, if it was so intense.
But this might be. I feel like it's the orgasm you get from riding dick.
Okay.
Because
it contracts the muscles in there.
When it comes to like the
the motion of the ocean.
And we're not talking about a full a forward and back, but we're talking like a up down type.
A up down
side. Like a
side.
Bounce. Like a bounce type ride type.
I always thought it was legs.
Shenan.
I always thought it was like the lower body.
Well, according to Google, a core orgasm or a corgasm is an exercise-induced orgasm that happens during an intense core workout, especially when engaging the pelvic floor and the abs.
What the hell?
Yes, it's a thing. I've never had it, but I've seen it. Picture it. Sicily, I'm in the gym. I'm in the gym.
Just the producer.
Wait, no. Okay, recant. I have to recant my statement. You done it. I have had it, and I'm still going to give you the story time.
Is it that rolling thing?
No, it's the Vibacore machine. In Planet Fitness, they have the hydro machine, right? Yeah. Not the laid out one, but the stand up one. It's the total body enhancement machine with the red light therapy. And it has these Vibacore plates that you stand on top. So you got to get into the machine and you got to get in naked because that's how red light therapy works to radiate and help with joint recovery.
You got to get in Planet Fitness, you got to get in the machine.
Yes, it's a machine and you get in naked.
I didn't think Planet Fitness had no shit like that.
And you put your feet on where the feet parts are, but the feet aren't like standard together. They're a little spread apart.
With a little bit.
And this machine cuts on and it starts vibrating the shit out of your entire body. I hit a lick in the middle of a workout and I was like, okay.
Now I've done core to I've done core till my abs like fucking hurt. You know what I'm saying? But
And then it has heat that comes in with it. So you got this heat, you already sweating, and then you got this vibration going on and it changes intervals. And it's like a 5-minute session.
My body already jiggle enough.
Tracy just increased the Planet Fitness membership by 10%.
Absolutely. Are they doing the $10 promotion? You know what? I'm just getting on. Does the guest pass cover that?
Entire statement.
And I'm telling you,
it's gonna have women like,
Planet Fitness. Listen, praise.
I'm going to Planet Fitness just for the membership.
I'm gonna get on this elliptical and I'm gonna lift these weights.
Could you imagine if your man was out of town?
Can't say I'm cheating. No.
Where was you at, baby? In the gym.
In the gym. I'm a shooting without
in the gym.
Honestly. But I'm
for real. Yeah. Working it out.
Yeah.
Just to know, people are out here getting the whole ass. Now, I have done a workout to the point where I do want to have sex. I can tell you that.
You know what? That makes me wonder. Is that why men grunt so hard when they do leg and core things?
No, I think that's just,
probably because they pelvic floor being shit. Stretched out because you know their V sitting rich is already fucked up. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that's just them being
them torsos shit. Doing torso shit.
Oh, okay.
That's them just being extra. That's literally.
That's all you're in the Why you yelling so much?
I'm weak.
I think it's just extra because you really don't have to do that. I can see breathing out, but I'm
telling you.
I don't think you have to make all that grunting.
It'll change your life if you go in there. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I endorse it. Everybody should have at least one standing. I did nothing and everything.
Can we call it a standing O? Standing ovation?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's the perfect ending to every workout set.
Nice. Ended with an orgasm.
So what about a blended orgasm?
Is that all the things in one?
That's what I think it is.
I think that's every sensory experience.
A Molotov cocktail orgasm? Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Girl.
I want one.
Picture it. You in the missionary position, okay? You getting your nipple stimulated. He choking you and stuff like that. Sucking your toes.
The touch is doing the things.
Killing it. Next thing you know, he down there and he kissing you. Your legs still up there yonder. Listen, that's one hell of an orgasm. I ain't gonna shade you. Get you a man that can do all the things.
Yeah.
And you won't go back.
That's one of the ones that'll make you cry right now. That'll make you, I think it'll make you good. I think that's where the tears develop from. That
they be cross-eyed.
That's another one.
That's that I love you sex. Oh God, I love you.
That's the ones you get up. Yeah, You call him daddy for the first time ever.
You say all the crazy shit that you claim that you would have to anybody.
That man said, call you daddy. You call him daddy.
You can have all the words you want. What you want to be called today? That's that say my name and I just blurt it out like it ain't nothing.
Whose is this? And you shout out that appeal.
Ezekiel.
That man asked you
to the point where I say, shut the fuck up and just keep fucking me.
Right. Thank
you so that much. Man asked you for $20 and you be like, yeah.
Yeah. If he asking during that time, yeah. Wait till I come to that. Either in the moment
once you or
right after.
Once
you have to
shoot me during that time. You be like, wait a minute. Did you ask me for?
You got it right.
Did I just give you $20?
Right, you are not a whore. You are not a whore.
When you come down from heaven,
Lord, you wait a minute.
Yep.
Be like, I could have sworn I gave him my purse.
I think and I just gave him my whole car.
Yep. Wait a minute, Jesus.
You better come back with some gas.
Where the hell you at?
I'm telling you. Oh my God. Funny as shit.
Okay, what's the final?
The final is multiple orgasms.
I don't know. Is multiple and blended the same thing?
No, I think blended is all the senses. I think
multiple is just having back-to-back-to-back. Like, just having, Let me see how much gas
I can get.
I'm just saying.
$1, $2,
multiple orgasms.
$4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9. I got $10.50.
So you get like 3 gallons of
gas. 3 gallons of gas.
Yay!
Let me tell you something. If you are a woman and you have not at least experienced, I'm gonna say 5. Cause four to five, because some of them are pretty basic, you know what I'm saying?
Some of them really involve you liking somebody though.
They do.
Connection is got to be key with these orgasms. Okay, so anybody, you can give yourself a clitoral orgasm. You can give yourself a vaginal orgasm.
Yes.
Hell, you can almost give yourself a nipple orgasm. You know, so you do it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of these things
you can give yourself a mental orgasm reading them damn books.
This is true. Because you got to be by yourself. But I think that a lot of it is connection and communication.
Yeah.
Because if your partner don't know what you like, I'm so sorry. And I'm going to tell you right now, men don't know what you like until you tell them.
They don't.
They don't know you like hot sauce, so you put it on your fish.
The way I almost collapsed and I have nowhere to go.
But I do. I think you are right. I think it goes with the connection of your partner, because without that connection, it ain't it.
That was fun.
That was fun. I like that. That was a good one.
You like that?
That was a good one.
I know.
Started off the season a little spass.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig it. Mm-hmm. Love. Well, y'all.
If y'all haven't figured out what the homework is, you need to replay this episode. And
Brittany sounded like she thoroughly fucked.
My mind has been thoroughly fucked. I have been taken on a journey here, people.
Looking at all my dollars, I'm exhausted.
Because it has required me to think back. Then I was over here reminiscing.
Now I gotta go back and talk to somebody.
Now I gotta go find my man and be like, excuse me, sir.
We are not doing X, Y, and Z. I need to experience X, Y, and Z.
I'm gonna call him and say, we got some catching up to do.
Mm-hmm. Don't start at the back door, I guess.
Nope.
No.
That's a non-negotiable. Just no.
Yeah. Hell no.
Just a hell no.
Don't touch it. Mm-hmm. You put your thumb in it, but don't touch it.
Don't touch my back door and don't touch my urethra. That's all I.
That's all I'm saying, dog. Everything else,
definitely.
We are good to go.
Okay. No, ain't no urethra.
I'm cool.
Anything else? Sure.
Nope.
We're going to the gym. We're gonna get fucked in the gym with the machine. So I can get my core. My core gasm.
That shit is wild, yo.
I'm gonna get my core gasm at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild, but it's worth it.
You know what? If ever you needed motivation to get into the gym, that orgasm should be it.
See, that
but it was a huge market. They don't market working out to females the way they should.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to hit a lick in the gym. I was just real calm and I was, you know, letting it work out my own business.
And here,
next thing I know, that muscle said, "Hachoo." And here we are.
I think if I had a orgasm in the gym, I would just immediately end my workout. I'd be like, you know what? I'm
going home and shower. Right? Go home and shower.
Maybe finish what I started.
I'm done with this. I could not.
You walk in the door and your man go, "Are you okay?"
No, not okay.
You know what? I'm not. Meet me upstairs.
I cannot imagine doing no sit-ups or no planks or nothing like that, thinking to myself, in my core, all of a sudden just activating an orgasm in me. And I'd be like, you know what?
Girl, I collapse to the knees real quick. Whew.
Done with this. Done with, I would just go home.
It would
I would
be
just
a
be
child's
like,
pose in yoga real quick if I'm in a plank and the shit just, nope.
I'm for real. I would just get up and go home. Just...
That's enough.
Got mine. Yep. Got it in. Done.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wash your hands of it.
Love that. That was great. Okay. That was a wonderful kickoff episode. Loved it. Yes, yes, y'all. So, as always, well, let's put this out here right now. Because this year we're going to be doing, this season, we're going to be doing things a little differently.
Yep.
So we've done visual, but we're going to scale it back to audio for a little while because, once again, life is life and in the world is ghetto. So, inflation. And so we will be doing our audio episodes this season. Maybe a few, you might get a few and drops visuals. Of here and there of visuals. So we'll check back in with you guys on that. We're going to get better at promotion and things this year. And we're also going to have some new content for you all this year. I know
definitely
we say that,
pushing
like,
content.
I know we say that every season and then it's like here and there, but no, we're really going to do it this time. It's season 5. We have to do the things, okay? We have to do the things so we can stay consistent with you all. So yeah. Oh, also change. Google Podcast is no longer a thing. So everything that you all have been listening to from us from Google Podcast, you can now find on YouTube Radio. So
good old YouTube.
Right? With all that being said, please remember to like, comment, subscribe to all the social media platforms and pages. And once again, you all, this has been
Kush Curves and Conversation.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I have to pee again.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you something live, something hot, and something new. This is Kush Curves and Conversations. Little bit of kush, whole lot of curves. We not shy over here, so you best to use your words. This is audio and visual. Listen and you see them go. It shouldn't be free to see these queens on your TV, bro. They make it look easy. You want ratchet, you want proper. I got Tracy, Brittany, Tasha. Three flavors of that gun.